A controversial ballot initiative intended to protect salmon habitat has cleared a major hurdle, setting up what could be an intense political fight. A judge in Anchorage today ruled that Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott was wrong to deny the initiative organized by the nonprofit Stand for Salmon. Mallott rejected the ballot measure last month, arguing it would tie the state's hands and prioritize salmon habitat over other potential uses of state land, like mining or oil development. The state says if it's enacted, the measure could complicate efforts to build projects ranging from pipelines to the proposed Pebble Mine. The initiative also drew opposition from a wide range of industry groups. At a hearing last week, the attorney defended the ballot initiative, argued that it wasn't aimed at prohibiting development, though it would add to the permitting process. Judge Mark Ridner agreed. He wrote, "It's, quote, pure speculation," unquote, to predict the effect of the initiative. Mike Wood, one of the ballot measure's organizers, applauded the decision.
I think the ruling that the judge had was awesome. You know, set politics aside and read it for what it is. And I think he did that.
Wood, a commercial fisherman, was involved in opposition to the Susitna Dam. Marliana Hall is executive director of the Resource Development Council, one of the groups opposed to the ballot initiative. Hall says she's disappointed, and her group is asking the state to appeal.
Unfortunately, this initiative, as it is, poses a grave threat to community and resource development. It puts economic activities highly at risk.
Stand for Salmon can now begin collecting signatures. It aims to get the initiative on the ballot in 2018. Lawyers with the state say they're evaluating whether to appeal the decision to the Alaska Supreme Court.